This year, former President Donald Trump turned over key parts of voter turnout operations to groups outside his campaign. One of them is an organization called Turning Point USA. NPR's Lisa Hagan went to Arizona, where the group is headquartered, to find out more about its role in right-wing politics.
Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk has had a busy year.
I want to thank you all, and I want to thank Charlie Kirk for everything he's done at Turning Point Action for making this event possible. What a great turnout.
That's Trump at one of six separate events he headlined for Turning Point in recent months. Each of these rallies doubled as a recruiting event for Turning Point's key role in Trump's campaign strategy. Here's Kirk at an Arizona megachurch this June.
You need a job because of the Biden economy? Go become a ballot chaser out in the hall. We'll happily hire you. I'm not kidding. Go out in the hall. We'll hire you.
But as Election Day nears, Arizona, where the group is headquartered, appears to be the only state where Turning Point is still spearheading voter turnout for Trump. It had originally planned to also take the lead in Wisconsin and Michigan. Here's a Turning Point field director, Brett Galazowski, at that same Arizona rally.
We're truly building out the largest and most robust get-out-the-vote operation that the conservative movement has ever seen.
The group has since fallen short of the $108 million it set out to raise for the effort. Political ground game operations have typically been run by political parties or candidates' own campaigns. But earlier this year, the Federal Election Commission allowed outside groups to play a bigger role. Turning Point began as a conservative student outreach group, not a voter turnout operation. Kim Owens was a fan of their work at first. She's a Republican political consultant in Arizona. We met up with her at a pizza restaurant in Scottsdale.
They started out with that phrase, big government sucks. Yeah. That was so true, and it still is.
12 years later, Kirk's nonprofit empire now has about $100 million in annual revenue. And Owen says she thinks as it's grown, Turning Point's priorities seem to change.
It's turned into a big business. It's not the same mission. I think a lot of what they do is about maintenance of their financial situation.
She says in Arizona, Turning Point has helped force out many longtime Republican Party officers. The group has backed Trump loyalists, even as Arizona Republicans have lost both Senate seats, the governor's mansion, and the presidential election.
To say that our party in Arizona is fractured is being kind.
Here's what Turning Point USA spokesperson Andrew Colvett says to Owens and other critics like her.
You know, it's really easy to criticize people that have built something. It's very, very hard to build something that has real impact.
What that impact is depends on who you ask. Reporting by Politico in 2018 found examples of Turning Point fabricating claims about its reach on college campuses. Off campus, the group's power and influence has only grown since then.
This isn't youth outreach anymore. This is them seizing power.
Tyler Montag was a state committeeman for the Arizona Republican Party for about 10 years. He's a vocal critic of Turning Point, and he worries about what the group draws into the state's political mix.
They're tapping into white nationalism, Christian nationalism, xenophobia, and lies about elections.
For instance, some of the recent guests on Kirk's Top 10 podcast include a slavery apologist, a pastor who believes women should not have the right to vote, and Steve Saylor, a longtime promoter of racist pseudoscience. Turning Point spokesperson told NPR Kirk condemns white supremacy, and he doesn't always agree with his guests. And he disputed the characterization of Saylor as a white supremacist. Here's Colvett.
Pardon us if we have a healthy skepticism of what the approved of regime, institutional, mainstream label of racism is, because we've seen it be abused time and time again.
Some of Turning Point's staff have also faced legal problems. Last year, two Turning Point employees admitted to assaulting a queer Arizona State University instructor. One of them still works at Turning Point. This spring, a longtime Turning Point executive was one of 11 Arizonans indicted for his involvement in a plot to offer fake electoral college electors in 2020. He pleaded not guilty. And a state lawmaker running Turning Point's Chase the Vote efforts was accused of personally forging 100 petition signatures to get on the ballot. He called the accusation ludicrous as he dropped out of his race. For Montag, it's all evidence the group's approach isn't helping the Republican cause.
They're not winners. They're able to capture this crowd and even feel a cheering room, but not quite get electoral majorities.
Turning Point is counting on Montag being wrong. As Kirk told crowds this summer, the plan is that those cheering rooms will translate into votes.
If everyone here just found 10 new voters, this room can deliver the state of Arizona for Donald J. Trump.
We're about to learn whether that strategy works. Lisa Hagan, NPR News, Phoenix.